book of Ezekiel.
Ezekiel
chapter 20. Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 10.
这样我就使他们出埃及地，领他们到旷野，11节。11. 将我的律例赐给他们，将我的典章指示他们。人若遵行，就必因此活着。啊，那再来看13节。
Also read verse 13.
那以色列家却在旷野悖逆我，不顺从我的律例，厌弃我的典章。那底下一个括号，人若遵行，就必因此活着。那他们呢，是大大干犯我的安息日。再来看21节。Also
read 21.
那只是他们的儿女悖逆我，不顺从我的律例，也不遵守遵行我的典章。 在括号，人若遵行，就必因此活着。那这些以色列百姓啊，干犯我的安息日。所以我们在这里看到，有一句话经常提着，就是人若遵行，就必因此活着。So
we can see the repetition of one sentence, which if a man does, he shall live by them.
那事实上这一句话呢，也早在。 神带领以色列百姓出埃及进入迦南的时候，在西乃山呢，神就要吩咐他的百姓。In
fact, the same sentence was being said by God when Moses was still on Mount Sinai to the Israelites.
说啊，人若遵行，就必活着。That
if a man does, he will live by them.
当然，我们不知道当时以色列百姓啊，他们听在耳里哈，耳朵里不晓得有怎么样的感觉。
We do not know that at that time what do the Israelites think when they hear this.
人活着是一个很好的事情啊。
It's a good thing for a man to live.
像最近西南航空公司啊，1380班机啊，这个飞机飞在高空的时候，一具引擎啊，突然之间爆炸。
And recently we know that the Southwest airline flight number 1380, when it was flying, one of the engine exploded.
那这个引擎爆炸，当然爆炸声一定是很大啊！当那个碎片呢，也把玻璃窗弄破了，飞机的旁边大概也弄破了，所以乘客哈啊，有一个人呢，差一点被吸出去啊！大家把他拉住啊！那当时我们很难想象啊，在上面的旅客一定是非常的紧张。
So because of the explosion, the debris would break the window, and then one of the passengers was being sucked out of the window, and we don't know how panicking the passengers must be.
那当时的乘客非常的慌张，大部分的人都认为大概已经没希望了，不能够存活的，飞机就要落地，可能会爆炸。
And most of the people or the passengers already kind of felt that there's no hope for them and they're doomed to die because of the explosion.
所以很多的人就开始用信息，text给他们的亲爱的人。
So many people try to text messages to their beloved ones.
但是机长呢，他很英勇啊，很沉着，所以就把 飞机控制得很好，使他能够平安地着陆，在机场的跑道上。But
the captain was able to control the plane very well and was able to land.
所以当旅客们看到机长跑道的时候，大家都非常高兴，哎呀，活着真好。So
when the passengers all saw that they landed safely on the ground, they were very happy.
所以我们现在活着哈。 可能天天活着，天天呼吸，就没有什么感觉，说活着真好。And
sometimes when we live day by day and we can breathe and we do not really feel that we should treasure it.
可是人要面对死亡，假如能够脱离死亡，那个刹那，他们都觉得活着真好。 活着啊，真好。
But when one is facing death, at that moment, one will feel that it's good to live.
所以神告诉以色列百姓说，人若遵循我的律例典章啊，就必因此活着。
So God actually told the people that if you do my commandments, you will live.
那当时的以色列百姓啊，可能听是听啊，也没有人把它放在心上。
Maybe at the time the Israelites would listen to this, but they do not really put it in their heart.
因为他们认为天天活着。
Because at that time they still live.
所以我天天活着，你说哎，你还活着啊？我当然是活着。
And because we're still living day by day, we don't feel anything.
可是对于那些死亡边缘的人哦，说哎，你还活着，感谢主。他也一样的会发出颂赞感谢的声音呢。
And for those who are facing death at the moment, they would, when they find out they can live, then they would give praises to God.
那我们要怎么样哈才能够活着
？So how can we live?
当然这边说人要遵循啊律例典章啊。
So here it says that we have to do the statutes and judgment of God.
但是当时以色列百姓就是没有遵循。
But at the time the Israelites, they did not do so.
那我们来看当时他们是做了怎么样的一个决定，
说
不遵循。
So let's see how they did not practice such commandments of God.
好，我们来看二十章的第一节。
Let's refer back to Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
第七年五月初十日，有以色列的几个长老来求问神，坐在我的面前。第二节，那神的话就临到我说：“人子啊，你要告诉以色列的长老说，主神如此说：你们来是求问我吗？主神说啊，我指着我的永生启示，我必不变你们求问。第四节，人子啊，你要审问他们吗？”你当时他们知道他们列祖那些可憎的事。第五节，对他们说，主神如此说啊，当日我拣选以色列，向雅各家的后裔起誓，在埃及地将自己向他们显现，说我是主你们的神。第六节，那日我向他们起誓，必领他们出埃及地，到我为他们查看为他们查看的牛奶与蜜之地在那地呢？那地在万国中啊是有荣耀的。第七节，
7.
我对他们说：你们个人要抛弃要抛弃眼所喜爱的那些可憎之物，不可因埃及的偶像玷污自己我是主你们的神。第八节，
8.
那他们却辩逆我，不肯听从我，不抛弃他们眼所喜爱的可憎之物，不离弃埃及的偶像，我就说我要将我的愤怒倾在他们的身上。在埃及地的向他们成就我怒中所定的所以要怎么能够活着
？So how can we live？
第一个神所告诉以色列百姓所要求的就是要抛弃眼睛所喜爱的东西。
So the first thing that God mentioned here is to throw away the abominations before their eyes。
当然，我们每一个人都有自己所喜爱的事物。
I'm sure everyone has our own things that we really love。
可是有些时候，我们所喜爱的刚好是神所憎恶的。
But sometimes whatever we love, it will be an abomination before God。
好像主耶稣曾经说那个。法利赛人他们是喜爱钱财。
For example, Jesus has once said that the Pharisees they love riches.
甚至到贪的地步。
And they even went to the level of greediness.
所以神说，这些你们所贪的这些财物是神所憎恶的。
And when they greed for those possessions, that's something that's abomination to God.
所以我们只要是用超过神所给我们的方法得到的东西。那就变成神所憎恶的。
If we obtain something out of our own normal way, proper way, then it would be an abomination.
那到底是什么是这些以色列百姓眼中所喜爱的呢
？So what are the things that are being loved by these Israelites？
请看以西结书二十四章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel 24.
二十四章二十五节。
Chapter 24.Verse 25.
Verse 25. 人子啊，我除掉他们所倚靠、所喜欢的荣耀，并眼中所喜爱、心里所看重的儿女啊，眼中所喜爱的啊，心里所看重的儿女。
So here it says that they set their minds on their sons and their daughters.
所以我们眼中所喜爱的，当然就是我们儿女啊，这是很自然的。
So the desire of their eyes, those are their children.
那没有人会讨厌他自己的儿女，会不喜欢他的儿女。
It's very normal for us to love our own children.
但是就是把儿女的地位啊，超过神的地位啊，这个就是变成神所憎恶的。
But when we have elevated the level of the children to become more than God, then it's an abomination to God.
因为圣经说啊，儿女就是神的产业啊。
Because the children are the heritage of ours.
所以儿女实际上是属于神的。
So the sons and daughters, they also belong to God.
因为是他的产业。
It is an inheritance from God.
可是却是借着我们的肉体啊来生出神的儿女。
And only through our bodies that we give birth to these children as an heritage.
然后托付我们去把他养大养育他。
And we are being given this duty to raise them up.
因为圣经说啊，要按照主的方法，按照主的教训来养育儿女。
And we should raise our children up with the teachings of the Lord.
就我们可以喜欢我们的儿女。
We can surely love our children.
我们要教育我们的儿女。
And we should also teach our children.
但是要按照主的教训。
But it must be according to the teachings of the Lord.
要按照主所喜欢的，我们今天的属于说这价值观。
It should be according to the right value, as concept of value.
而不是按照我们自己的想法。
It's not according to our own thinking.
当然，每个父母亲啊，都希望孩子将来有很多的成就。
Of course, we know that a lot of the parents want their kids to become successful.
那这个也是很正常的。
And this is very normal.
但是问题是说，这个成就是为了自己的私心，还是为了神的荣耀？
But whether this success is because of their own desire or is because of the glory of God.
好像有的人啊，一样是学钢琴啊。
And for example, some people they learn piano.
但是有的人的动机说学钢琴就是以后要来服侍神，来弹琴啊，在教会里面侍奉。
So some members would think that if I learn piano, I'm in the future I can serve the Lord by playing the piano in during service.
有的人学钢琴可能就是为了他以后的表演，他的事业的。
But some people when they learn piano, it's for their future. Career in terms of performance.
啊，建立他个人的声望。
And also make fame out of it.
啊，这个就跟神的事业啊，跟神的神家的事这没关系。
So it has nothing to do with the matters of the house of the Lord.
啊，这个可能就变成神所憎恶的。
So it has become an abomination to the Lord.
啊，虽然一样是在学钢琴呢。
So it's even though both learn the piano.
所以我们主要是把我们的儿女啊看成我们的心肝宝贝，当然是很好。
So if we view our children as our treasure, that's good.
当然，训练他们以后就是来服侍神的。
But we should train them up to serve the Lord in the future.
所以圣经也说啊，我们只要是爱自己的儿女胜过主的数的话，就不能够做主的门徒。
And the Bible also tells us that Jesus said that if one loves their children more than the Lord, then they are not worthy to become the disciple of God.
好，那我们再来看啊，当时他们所眼所喜爱的到底是什么
？So let's look at again what are the desires of theirs.
来看阿摩斯书。
Let's look at the book of Amos.
阿摩斯书第六章。
Amos chapter 6.
阿摩斯书第六章十二节。
Book of Amos chapter 6 verse 12.
十二节。
12.
马岂能在岩石上奔跑，人岂能在那里用牛耕种呢？ 你们却使公平变为苦胆，使公义的果子变为阴沉。十三节。那你们喜爱虚浮的事，这话说啊，我们不是凭着自己的力量取得脚吗？啊，那这里是说马在悬崖的旁边，它怎么能够奔跑？一奔跑的话，可能会掉到悬崖里去。
He says here that do horses run on rocks and cliffs? Because if they do, they would fall.
所以，假若是让马在那里奔跑的话，就要变成很愚不可及啊，是一个很愚昧的事情。
So if we let the horses run on rocks, it's a very foolish thing.
啊，那十三节说啊，你们喜爱虚浮的事。
And 13, it says that you rejoice over nothing.
啊，所以他们人所喜爱的，就是这一些虚浮的事。
So they actually rejoice over nothing.
那虚浮的意思啊，就是没有什么价值的。
So nothingness here just means that there's no value.
那神所看的不重要的事情。
It's something that God does not care.
所以我们要去追求神所看的重要的事情。
So we need to pursue after the things that is cared by God.
我们人当然时间有限。
Even though we have a limited time.
啊，可是要做的事情确实很多。
But we have so much to do.
啊，所以我们就是要有个安排啊。
So we need to know how to arrange our time.
那先后次序的安排。
And we need to have priorities.
所以在安排的当中啊，主耶稣就告诉我们怎么去安排。
So the Lord Jesus has taught us how to arrange our time.
啊，他告诉我们要先求神的国、神的义。
He told us to first seek the righteousness and kingdom of God.
啊，然后我们就可以去安排我们日常所需要的。
And then after that, we can arrange for our daily needs.
那事实上，这些生活所需要的，其实神都会供应我们所需的。
And also, even so, the Lord will still arrange for or provide for our daily needs.
那人所追求的往往都是很虚浮的事情。
And men always pursue after vanities.
当然，这个虚浮的事情对一般的人来说是很难理解。
And it's very hard for people to understand what vanity is.
可是当人生病的时候、啊、他就能够理解说这个是什么意思。
But when one gets sick, they would understand what that means.
躺在床上的时候，他就知道了。
When you lie on bed, then you will know.
因为一个人只要生病、啊、病在床上。
Because when one is sick and have to lie on bed,
他也不能够起床。
He cannot get up.、
啊、连动都动弹不得
and maybe cannot even move.
啊，那个时候他最想要的是什么
？So what does he need the most？
啊，不是钱财
，It's not the money。
不是这些美容漂亮不漂亮
？And it's not the beauty。
也不是房子漂不漂亮大不大
？And not the whether your house is big or beautiful。
那时候对他最重要的是什么
？So at the time, what's the most important？
啊，健康啊。
It's the health.
所以其他的事情对他来讲就变得很虚浮了。
So to him, at that time, everything else has become vanities.
就不重要。
It's not important anymore.
所以我们在追求属灵的事物上也是一样。
So when we are pursuing after the spiritual things, it's the same.
有些事情神看起来是很虚浮的。
Some things that is viewed by God as vanity.
所以我们就在追求神看为重要的。
So we need to pursue after things that is deemed important by God.
主耶稣在他的教训里头已经有指示我们很多了。
And in his teaching, Jesus has already instructed us.
那就是要追求神的国、神的义。
Is to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
然后再请看耶利米书。
Let's also refer to Jeremiah.
十四章第十节。
Chapter 14, verse 10.
耶利米书十四章第十节。
Jeremiah chapter 14, verse 10.
这恶民、啊、不肯听我的话，按自己顽梗的心而行，随从别神侍奉敬拜，他们必像这腰带变为无用。不是十四章第十节，念错了，念跳跃。十四章第十节。
14 verse 10.
神对这百姓如此说、啊、这百姓喜爱妄行、啊、不禁止脚步，所以神不悦纳他们，现今、啊、要纪念他们的罪孽，追讨他们的罪恶。这里有一个原文、啊、小字说喜爱妄行、啊、 做漂流。
Here there is the term wander.
所以好像有的人啊，他家里待不住的。
So for example, some people they don't like to stay at home.
那他很喜欢到外面去走动。
They like to wander around outside.
可能到处去旅行啊，串门子啊，家里面他是待不住的。
Or they may like to just go travel the world.
那为什么他会待不住呢？
Why do they not like to stay at home?
因为在家里很舒服，好像孩子啊，不愿意到了18岁以后要读大学啊，要离家，他们都很高兴。
So for kids, after they have turned 18, they really love to get out of the house.
因为他们喜欢旅行啊，漂流啊。
They like to wander about and travel.
因为他们不愿意受拘束。
Because they do not want to be restrained.
啊，他们喜爱忘形。
They like to wander about.
啊，我行我素，我要怎么做就怎么做。
They can do whatever they like.
啊，没有约束啊，比较自由。
It's not being restrained by anybody. It's freedom.
所以我们作为基督徒的，不能说哎，我想怎么做就怎么做。
So as Christians, we should not say we want to do whatever we like.
啊，像圣经说，我们以前还没信主嘛，就是我们随从肉体的私欲而行啊。
So like the Bible said that those who have before we believe, we follow our fleshly desires and do whatever we like.
那就是我行我素啊。
That's just indulging ourselves.
但是信主了以后。
But after we believed.
我们就是要受神的话的约束。
We need to be restrained by the word of God.
而神的话。就是灵，就是生命啊。
Because the word of God is life.
啊，神的话就是我们属灵的粮食啊。
And it is the spiritual food for us.
好像当时以色列百姓，他们对神的话反而觉得很麻烦，是一个重担。
So for the Israelites at the time, they felt that the word of God is like a burden to them.
啊，所以他们就喜欢妄行啊，就是我行我素啊。
That's why they try to do things as they like.
他们不进入脚步，他们喜欢到处漂流。
They do not restrain their feet and they wander about.
啊，但是这些都是神所憎恶的。
And this is actually is not pleasing to him.
所以要怎么能够活着？嗯，在灵性上经常活着。
So how shall we live in spirit?
他的灵性啊，不会枯竭。
Our spiritual life cannot be withered.
啊，甚至不会死亡。
And will not die.
就是要抛弃言说。爱的可憎之物啊。
In order to do have that, then we have to throw away the abominations by the Lord.
那接下来哈，要说要离弃埃及的偶像。
And follow on, it tells us that they have to forsake the idols of Egypt.
那什么是偶像呢？
What is idols?
啊，请看诗篇。
Let's turn to Psalms.
诗篇十六篇的第四节。
Psalm 16 verse 10.
十六篇的第四节
，verse four, sixteen verse four，
以别神代替啊啊，底下点掉以别代替啊，这个就把神加进来，说以别神代替神的啊，他们的愁苦必加增，他们所浇奠的血我不献上，我嘴唇的不提别神的名号，所以以别的神代替神的啊，以别的东西来代替神的，那这个就是偶像。
So anything that you use in place of God, those are idols.
所以，假如本来是要求问神的。
So for example, if you want to inquire of the Lord.
但是我们没有去求问神，我们反而先去问神以外的事物，神以外的人。
But when we did not do that, and we ask inquire of other things other than God.
好，我们来看列王记下哈第一章。
Let's turn to Second Kings.
列王记下第一章
Chapter One. Second Kings, Chapter One.
第二节
Verse Two.
列王记下第一章的第二节
Chapter One, Verse Two.
耶哈谢在撒玛利亚一日从楼上的栏杆里啊，就摔下来，掉下来，就病的啊。于是差遣使者说：“你们去问以格伦的神巴利西卜，我这病能够治好吗？”啊，你看。他应该是要去问神的。
So here it tells us that he should actually inquire of the Lord first.
他是以色列王啊。
He's the king of Israel.
啊，以色列是拜神的国家。
Israelites should be worshiping God.
他们有先知啊。
They have the prophets.
可是现在他没有去求问神，没有去求问先知啊，他反而是去询问啊这个以格伦的神巴利西卜。
And not only did he not inquire of the prophet and God, he inquired of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron.
好，我们再看第三节。
Let's also read verse 3.
但主的使者啊，对提斯比人以利亚说啊，你起来去迎着撒玛利亚王的使者，对他们说，你们去问啊，你们去问以格伦神巴利西普，其因以色列中没有神吗？你看。以色列中有神的，但是他们舍弃这个不去问了，反而去问外邦人的神。
So the prophet tell them that is it because there's no God in Israel that you're going to inquire the foreign gods or the idols?
那这个就是以别的神来代替真神。
So this is how you one would use other gods to replace God.
啊，那个就是拜偶像的行为。
That is the act of worshiping idols.
啊，所以有些时候我们生活当中可能也有一些事情啊，是我们先去求问别的没有先求问神啊。
So in our daily lives, we would probably also have done something like this. We would inquire of something else before we come to God.
我们可能会碰到这种情形。
We may actually encounter such things.
那不管我们碰到怎么的困难。
So it doesn't matter what kind of difficulties we may have.
身体上的疾病啊。
We may have illnesses.
啊，事业上的失败挫折啊。
Failure in our careers.
我们都是要先求问神。
We should first inquire of the Lord.
啊，求问神以后再去找医生治疗都可以啊。
We should inquire of the Lord. Then after that, we can seek the doctor.
啊，不要一下子就跳过神啊，先去找别的。
Do not always skip over God and then look for others.
所以我们生活的重心是什么
？So what is our focal point of our life？
啊，在我们日常生活当中要经常提醒自己呀。
In our daily lives, we need to always remind ourselves.
啊，神没有禁止我们去看医生呢。
God did not prohibit us to go to the doctors.
但是我们要先求问神。
But we should always seek for His.
那求神带领了我们能够找一个好的医生。
And ask Him to guide us so we can find a good doctor.
那神必定会带领。
And God will surely guide us.
所以我们看主耶稣他生活的重心是什么
？So we can see how the Lord Jesus his focus in life.
我们可以效法主耶稣。
We can emulate him.
啊，请看约翰福音。
Let's turn to John.
约翰福音第四章。
Gospel of John chapter 4.
第四章三十一节。
Chapter 4 verse 31.
三十一。
31.
这期间呢，门徒对耶稣说：“老师啊，请吃啊！”这个老师请吃，已经说得很明白了。老师啊，请吃啊。
So here is a very clearly the disciples urge Jesus and say, "Rabbi, eat."
所以他们是同样一国的民族的人啊，所以应该语言上都听得懂的。
And because they are of the same nation, they should understand each other.
好，三十二节。
32。
耶稣说：“我有食物吃啊，是你们所不知道的啊。”三十三。
33.
门徒就彼此对说：“莫非有人拿什么东西给他吃？”你看，我们一般的人所看重的就是食物啊，因为肚子饿了就是要吃啊。
So we normally emphasize a lot of importance on food because when we are hungry, we will eat.
所以这个时候，门徒的生活重心就是吃啊，吃啊。
So at this time, the focal point of the disciples is to eat.
可是对主耶稣来说。
But for Lord Jesus,
啊，其实他当时也很饿。
Of course, he's also hungry at the time.
主要根据第四章刚开始第四章。
If we look at the beginning of chapter 4,
第四章的第六节
，verse 6,
在那里有雅各井耶稣因走路困乏，就坐在井旁。你看走路才会那样困乏肚子大概饿了，那时候大概中午时间了。
And we can see how Jesus, after walking for a while, he also became weary.
So, 吃对主耶稣来说也是很正常的，应该叫做吃啊。
So, of course, it's also normal for Lord Jesus to have food.
可是三十四节。
But verse 34 says.
再看回来三十四节。
34.
耶稣说：“我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。”
Here it says, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me."
所以主耶稣心目中就是经常以遵行神的旨意作为第一个要务啊。
So his first priority, which is his food, is to do the will of God.
所以虽然食物在旁边
，even though there's a physical food，
但是主要是这个先后顺序就是以遵行神的旨意，就是 在传福音啊，当时就是在传福音，因为当时啊有这个撒玛利亚的妇人哈，跟他谈到。
And because the first priority of Jesus is to preach the gospel at and at the time there is this Samaritan woman.
啊，谈到一半啊，这些门徒们就买了食物回来了。
And he was actually chatting with her, and in the middle of it, the disciples came back with food.
啊，换句话说，今天的场景啊，就是说有人在跟慕道者谈到啊，有人大概中午时间肚子饿了哈。
So similar to today's world, if we are talking to, let's say, the truth seekers, and then at the noon time, there will be food provided.
啊，那个弟兄啊，就没看那个食物嘛，食物是摆在旁边是对的，但是啊，他心就想说，哎，要继续谈啊，继续谈啊，谈得正火热哈，啊，怎么可以停下来呢？哎，就是肚子饿了也要忍饿啊，哎，赶快谈。
So the person who is talking to the truth seeker, even though the food is on the side, he's very fervent and wanting to talk some more about the gospel to the truth seekers.
Yeah, so we can see the life of Jesus is to spread the gospel.
So this is the focal point of Jesus Christ in his life that he needs to do the will of God, which is to preach.
再看一个例子啊，马可福音。
Let's also look at another example in Mark.
马可福音第一章。
Mark chapter 1.
Mark 福音第一章三十五节。
Mark chapter 1, verse 35.
次日早晨天微亮的时候，主耶稣就起来到旷野的地方去，在那里祷告。三十六节。
36.
西门和同伴追了他去，遇见了他就对他说，哎呀，众人都在找你。三十八节。
38.
耶稣对他们说，我们可以往别处去，到邻近的乡村，我也好在那里传道。因为我是为这个事情出来的啊，三十九节。
39.
于是，在加利利全地进了会堂传道赶鬼啊。在主耶稣啊，他知道他的使命是什么。
So does Jesus know what his purpose is?
那很多人啊，都在找他哈，在问他事情啊，要得到医治啊，要得到啊这个咨询啊 ，counseling 啊。
So even though many people are looking for Jesus for counseling or for healing,
那主耶稣应该是去找这些人啊，因为哈已经讲得很清楚啊，说众人都在找你啊。
So should Jesus not look for them because it says here everyone is looking for him?
所以就是把主耶稣拉住，哎，主耶稣啊，你不要再继续往前行啊。
So it's like they're holding on to Jesus, not letting him to go forward.
啊，那么多人都在找你。
So many people are looking for you.
可是那些找的人啊，可能也不是真正要听福音的。
But those who are looking for Jesus, they may not necessarily be interested in the gospel.
有可能是要得饼啊，得到饼来吃的。
And maybe some only seek for food.
啊，希望主耶稣能够救济他们的。
So just ask Jesus to help them.
但是主耶稣啊，不受影响，他继续往前行。
But Lord Jesus was not being influenced, and he go forward.
因为他说我是为这个事情出来的。
Because he says this for this purpose I have come forth.
所以他的生活重心啊，就是要传福音啊。
So his focus is to preach the gospel.
啊，所以我们的生活重心是什么？哎。So, 我们有些时候要做个调整。
What is our focus in our life, and we need to make adjustments sometimes.
当然，现在的人啊都非常的忙碌啊。
And today, everyone is busy.
忙孩子，忙公司的事情。
Busy for the kids or for the work.
啊，下班以后还要拿了很多的文件回来家里上班呢。
And some people may even have to bring back work to continue at home.
所以，真的，我们生活的重心是什么
？So what is our focus in our life？
是孩子呢，还是工作呢
？Whether it's our children or our work？
啊，真的要调整一下。
We need to adjust it。
不然的话，我们就把这件事情当成是偶像。
Otherwise, these will be our idols。
那么神也告诉以色列百姓啊，说他们当时没有守安息日。
And God also told the Israelites at the time that they have not honored his Sabbath.
好，接着，请看回来以西结书二十章。
Let's refer back to Ezekiel chapter 20.
以西结书二十章的十二节。
Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 12.
又要将我的安息日赐给他们，好在我与他们中间为证据，使他们知道我主是叫他们成圣的。将安息日赐给他们，用赐的。
So here God says, I have given them my Sabbath.
所以神把安息日赐给人，赏赐给人。
So God has given the Sabbath to man.
但是今天很多人也不领受啊，不领会神的心意。
And, but today, many people do not understand or do not appreciate this heart of God.
既然是赐的话，也是免费的啊，就是个礼物啊，免费的礼物。
And since it's given to us, it is a free gift to us.
啊，但是很多人要把它踢开呀。
But many people have thrown it away.
所以像这些以色列百姓也是一样，大大的干犯我的安息日啊，说大大干犯神的安息日。
Just like the Israelites here, they have rebelled against God in this in Sabbath.
他就是不遵守啊。
They have not held on to it.
那事实上，这个安息日哈，说在我与他们中间呢，作为一个证据。
And the Sabbath is also a sign between them and me.
所以安息日呢，就是分别为圣嘛，因为神在创造天地的时候，就六日创造第七天哈，主要说是安息日啊。然后分别为圣啊，以这天为圣。
And this Sabbath day is a day that God has set aside and rested after His creation, and it's been sanctified.
所以安息日啊，就是一个分界线啊。
So, Sabbath day is like a dividing line.
所安息日站在这一边。
So those who observe Sabbath will stand on this side.
不守安息日的就站在另外一边。
Those who does not keep them will be on the other side.
啊，站在所安息日这一边的人，就是属神的，因为他们有立约啊，这是神跟他们立约的一个证据。
And those who would observe the Sabbath is holding onto the covenant with God.
那另外一边不愿意所安息日的人
，And those who would not hold the Sabbath，
他们就不是属神的。
They do not belong to God.
所以这个时候就分别出来了哈，所以圣经才说。神设立安息日，哈，然后分别为圣，就是以这天为圣。
So at this time we can see the dividing line or the distinguishment between the believers of God and not.
那只要是属神这边的人呢、啊，就是救恩，他们有得到救恩呢、啊。
And those who belong to God on this side, they can receive salvation.
所以安息日被称为救恩的一个证据。
And therefore.Sabbath is also an evidence of being saved.
啊，救恩的证据啊，从古到现在有很多啊。
And the evidence of salvation, even from ancient time till now, there are many.
啊，包括现在我们所领受应许的圣灵，也是一个救恩的证据呀。
Including the Holy Spirit that we receive today, it is an evidence of being saved.
所以神就是把这些哈属神的。还是不属于他的分别出来，侍奉神的跟不侍奉神的分别出来。
So God has already distinguished between those who observe the Sabbath or those who do not, or those who serve Him or not.
所以安息日的目的意义，第一个哈，就是要分别为圣啊。
So the purpose of the significance of the Sabbath is to distinguish and be sanctified.
所以为什么遵守安息日非常重要？
And why is it important to observe the Sabbath?
为什么安息日跟救恩有关系？
Why does the Sabbath have a very close relationship with salvation?
那跟救恩有关系，神怎么还是主耶稣怎么会给他取消？不可能的。
And if this is so important that it's related to salvation, God has no way of canceling such thing. Because this is a sign of salvation. It is a distinguishment between the holy and unholy.
然后呢，我们能够得到身心的舒畅，这一天呢不工作。
And also on this day, we do not work, so our body and mind can be refreshed.
什么叫身心舒畅？
And what does it mean by being refreshed?
我们看出埃及记啊。
Let's turn to Exodus.
出埃及记二十四章。
Exodus chapter 24.
二十四章第九节。
24:9.
第九节。
Verse 9.
摩西、亚伦、拿达、亚户、亚比户啊，并以色列长老中的七十人啊，都上了山。第十节。
Verse 10.
那他们看见以色列的神，他脚下仿佛有平铺的蓝宝石，如同天色明净。十一节。
11.
他的所不加害在以色列的尊者身上。他们观看神，他们又吃又喝， 所以你看，在神的荣耀里哈，又吃又喝。
So here that it, on the mountain of with God, with the glory of God, they eat and drink.
所以身心舒畅，这就包括在神的荣耀里也吃又喝。
So being refreshed in their body and mind, it means that within the glory of God, they eat and drink.
啊，所以我们也不要随意说啊，大家进食祷告，进食祷告就有特别的目的哈，也不能够随便宣布啊，这叫特别的目的啊。才宣布禁食祷告。
So we shouldn't say every time we meet, we have to fast and pray. It's only for a certain purpose that we fast and pray.
说在神的恩典之下，在神的荣耀下吃喝，哇，那你看他们当时在上面一定是很舒服的，一定是很舒畅啊，身心舒畅。
So under the grace and glory of God, we can eat and drink with God, and that will make our mind and body and spirit be refreshed.
好，我们来看《使徒行传》哈。
Let's turn to Acts.
使徒行传十四章。
Acts of the Apostles, chapter 14.
十七节。
Verse 17.
十四章十七节。
14 verse 17.
然而为自己未尝不显出证据来，就如常哈施恩，就如常施恩惠啊，从天降雨。赏赐丰年，叫他们饮食饱足，满心喜乐。你看，饮食饱足，满心喜乐，当然就是身心能够舒畅啊。
So here it tells us that he fills our heart with food and gladness, and that is to make ourselves being refreshed.
啊，所以在神的恩典之下，在神的荣耀里吃喝。
So under the grace and glory of God, we can eat and drink.
啊，就是我们叫做恩典的安息日啊。
That is the Sabbath of grace.
啊，所以让人的饮食饱足，满心喜乐。
So we can be filled with food and drinks, and we can be refreshed.
然后第二个，在基督里的荣耀哈，哎，就不想回家了。
So secondly, in the within the glory of God, we do not want to go home.
那个时候还是享受身心的舒畅。
And also at the time, they feel refreshed in their body. Body.
请看路加福音第八章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 8.
路加福音第八章第九章啊。
Chapter 9 instead.
路加福音第九章。
Chapter 9,
28节
of Luke and verse 28.
说了这话以后，约有八天啊，主耶稣带着彼得、约翰、雅各上山去祷告。29，他正祷告的时候，他的面貌就改变了，衣服洁白放光。啊，再来看，33节。
33。
那两个人啊，就是同时有摩西、以利亚，那两个人正要跟耶稣分离的时候。彼得对耶稣说：“老师啊，我们在这里真好，可以搭三座棚，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。”啊，我们看当时他们看到主耶稣变貌。
So when Peter saw the transfiguration of Jesus,
哎，就是看到主的荣耀。
So that means he saw the glory of God.
那时候他们在那里哈说：“哎呀，我们在这里真好，不想回家，不想走啊。”
So he said to Jesus that it is so good to be here, and we don't want to go home.
你看。他们那个当时心境是不是身心舒畅啊
？So at that time, we can see that they have the refreshed mind.
我们有些时候在教会里头哈，跟弟兄姐妹团契。
Sometimes when we are having fellowship with brothers and sisters in church.
我们看又要泡茶又喝咖啡哈。
We have some drinks. We have some tea and coffee. 点心可以吃。And we have some refreshment.
啊，要聊天。
And we can chat.
Hey, 时间过得很快。
And time passes quickly.
好像没有人想要离开呀。
And some of us don't want to go home.
哎，茶昨天泡完了，茶呢已经泡得没味道了。
And even the tea has no more taste.
啊，可能有人会说啊，再继续泡，再泡新的。
And some people say, let's make some more tea.
有点没有人想要回家。
Because they don't want to leave.
在这里真好啊。
It is so good to be here.
为什么在这里真好
？Why is it so good to be here？
在那里，他们的心是很沉重的。
Because over there, the heart will be burdensome.
早就离开了。
Oh, if it's a burdensome to be here, then they would leave so very soon.
回家看电视还好啊。
It's probably better to watch TV at home.
可是，在神的圣殿里，在神的教会里，看到主的荣耀。
But when we see the glory of God within the church,
真的是身心舒畅啊。
Then it will make our body and mind refreshed.
但是不想走啊，不想回家。
We do not want to leave or go home.
那主就他说哈，假若你们呢劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来。
And Lord Jesus has told the people that those who are heavy laden and labored.
那我要让他们得到安息。
You can come to me and I will give you rest.
那就是效法主耶稣的柔和谦卑。
And then and he told them to learn from his gentleness.
所以安息日啊，假如不柔和谦卑啊，一样得不到身心舒畅。
And if we come to the Sabbath and not be gentle and humble, we still will not receive the refreshment of our body and mind.
所以，假如安息日要来教会的路上哈，在教会路上啊，在车里面的人吵架。
And let's say if some of us are quarreling during our ride to church,
然后得不到身心舒畅。
Then we will not be able to receive the refreshment of body and mind.
因为没有效法主耶稣，心里柔和谦卑啊。
Because we have not emulate from Jesus to become gentle and humble.
心里柔和谦卑就不会吵架。
If we are gentle and humble, we will not quarrel.
为了一个转弯，有些时候会吵啊。
And sometimes because of a turn, we'll fight about it.
为了这个，怎么今天快要迟到了哈？
Or sometimes we
互相抱怨是到底是谁的责任呢？怎么会迟到？
V吵架。We murmur against each other and fight about who's to be blamed that we come late to church.
不要吵啊。
We shouldn't.
要心里要平静安稳，才能够享受身心的舒畅。
We need to have a stable and peaceful mind so that we can receive refreshment.
遵守安息日才有意义啊。
Because when we observe the commandments of God, then it's meaningful.
好，那人主要是遵行哈神所颁布的律例典章。
And if a man does the will, the judgment, and the statutes of God,
就能够因此活着。
Then he shall live by them.
那这是对以前亚伯拉罕的后代说的。
And this is told to the descendants of Abraham.
的确，只要是遵守那些律例的话，那神会祝福他们；遵守安息日，神会祝福他们的。
And truly, when they have observed the statutes and judgment, they live.
所以我们今天也是一样，能够得到亚伯拉罕的福气。
So today is the same that we shall receive the blessings of Abraham as well.
请看加拉太书第三章。
Let's look at Galatians chapter 3.
加拉太书第三章十一节。
Galatians chapter 3 verse 11。
十一节。
11。
没有一个人靠着律法在神的面前称义，这是明显的，因为经上说啊，义人必因信得生。十二节。
12。
律法原不本乎信，只说啊，行这些事的就必因此活着啊，就是我们刚刚在以西结书所看的啊那些事啊。
So this is the same sentence said by in the as recorded in Ezekiel.
也就是抛弃人所喜爱的。
So to throw away what we desire.
离弃埃及的偶像。
To forsake the idols of Egypt.
遵守安息圣日。
To observe the Sabbath.
就必因此活着。
Then we shall live.
那我们现在是新约时代呀。
So right now we're in the New Testament.
再看十四节。
Verse 14.
这便叫亚伯兰的福啊，因基督耶稣可以临到外邦人，使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵啊。所以我们今天得到所应许的圣灵，也就是得到亚伯兰的福。
So today, as we receive the promised Spirit, Holy Spirit, we are actually receiving the blessings of Abraham.
亚伯兰的后代子孙啊，能够活着，我们今天也能够活着。
As the descendants of Abraham that who lived, and today we shall also live.
因为我们得到所应许的圣灵。
Because we have received the promised Holy Spirit.
那什么是亚伯拉罕的福呢？
So what does it mean by the blessing of Abraham?
请看希伯来书十一章。
Let's refer to Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章第八节啊，这边提到亚伯拉罕因信啊。
Verse 8 here says that by faith, Abraham
就遵着神的吩咐就出去往神所指示的地方去了。
He obeyed God when he was to call out, he was called to go out to the place where
就过着个寄居漂流的生活。
And he would live a life of wandering.
所以亚伯兰到底在盼望什么？神给他什么？
So what did Abraham hope for? from God.
来看16节。
Let's read 16.
他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是天在天上的，所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城，就是亚伯兰的福了。
This is the blessing of Abraham.
所以亚伯兰的福，他也是在盼望，他盼望将来的天家。
So Abraham also looked forward to a heavenly home.
所以神所应许我们的有两件事情。
So God has promised us two things.
第一个就是所应许的圣灵。
The first thing is a promised Holy Spirit.
假如没有办法得到所应许的圣灵，第一个应许没有得到，就没有不能够得到第二个。
If we cannot receive the first promised Holy Spirit, we would not be able to receive the second one.
第一个就是好像先给我们一张票啊。
So the first one is like a ticket for us.
因为神应许我们哈，那带我们去看去旅游观光啊。
So it's like a ticket to travel around the world.
所以神就先给我们一张机票啊。
So God gave us a plane ticket.
这个机票就是所应许的圣灵啊。
So this ticket is the promised Holy Spirit.
然后第二个应许。
So the second promise
就是永生。
Which is eternal life.
所以没有得到第一个应许，就不能够有第二个应许，就得不到。
So without having the first promise, we shall not receive the second one.
请看约翰一书。
Let's turn to 1 John.
约翰一书第二章。
1 John chapter 2.
25节。
Verse 25.
第二章二十五节
，Chapter 2 verse 25。
主所应许我们的就是永生。
This is a promise that He has promised us eternal life。
所以神为着要让我们坚定啊，以后这个判断不要减弱，就是现在先给我们一个应许，就是所应许的圣灵。
So in order that we do not lose hope for our future eternal life, that He gave us the promised Holy Spirit。
让我们先尝到永生的好处。
So we can first taste the goodness of the of it。
我们就深信不疑，一直往这个目标哈，将来的天家也一直往前进。
So we do not doubt, and we have the faith to go forward and strive towards the destination.
在那里就是永生啊，永生就是永远活着。
So in the heaven, which is our final destination, is eternal life.
所以今天新约时代，人若遵行神的旨意，就要必永远活着啊！永远活着，就能够得到永生。
So if we do the commandments and statutes of the Lord, we shall live forever.
再来唱诗。
Let's all sing him again.
378首。
378.